"Aye, aye," cried Stubb, "I knew it. You can't escape. Blow on, and split your spout, O whale. The mad fiend himself is after ye. Blow your trump, blister your lungs. Ahab will dam off your blood, as a miller shuts his water-gate upon the stream." And Stubb did but speak out for well nigh all the crew. The frenzies of the chase had by this time worked them bubblingly up, like old wine worked anew. Whatever pale fears and forebodings some of them might have felt before, these were not only now kept out of sight through the growing awe of Ahab, but they were broken up and on all sides routed, as timid prairie hares that scatter before the bounding bison. The hand of fate had snatched all their souls, and by the stirring perils of the previous day, the rack of the past night's suspense, the fixed, unfearing, blind, reckless way in which their wild craft went plunging toward its flying mark, by all these things their hearts were bowled along. The wind that made great bellies of their sails, and rushed the vessel on by arms invisible as irresistible, this seemed the symbol of that unseen agency which so enslaved them to the race. They were one man, not 30, for as the one ship that held them all, though it was put together of all contrasting things, oak and maple and pine wood, iron and pitch and hemp, yet all these ran into each other, into the one concrete hull, which shot on its way, both balanced and directed by the long central keel,